It must be difficult to do trials because there are not that many patients. So I maybe a lot of this comes down to individual experiments with patients. Do you ever attempt a sort of like intermittent therapy or different schedules of therapy?
Well, scheduling is everything. It's pretty clear that dose reductions don't do a whole lot to mitigate toxicity. So it really is a matter of treatment breaks. And as you're alluding to, do you just plan those up front? In other words, you get a patient through a month or two of therapy, see, if you're lucky and there's someone who really tolerates treatment exceptionally well. And if not, which is most patients, do you then just build in breaks? 3 weeks on, 1 week off is a common strategy that people have tried, but some people need more time off drug than that to really have mitigation of these toxicities. So, if you need 2 weeks off to be able to get some relief, then how long do you stay on? This has been done really just ad hoc in practice. There haven't been follow-on trials to really tease out these schedule issues. And really, as you said, it's because of the rarity of the population. New trials going forward are going to be tough because, sure, you can demonstrate activity in patients who have truly unresectable metastatic basal cell, but that's really rare. The much, larger number of patients that exist are locally advanced patients. And if they're going to get surgery after systemic therapy, man, that makes it hard to design trials with definitive endpoints when you've got people differentially pursuing surgery or not. It's kind of like the old AML issue of, patients being bridged to transplant and that making it difficult to judge outcomes.